And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. We write for many reasons, sometimes to affirm our existence, to insist upon our meaning, sometimes to memorialize those who have passed on before us. Claudia M. Redder teaches at California State University, the Channel Islands. In this poem, she memorializes a sculptor whose work has kept her company since childhood and finds in his work a thread that extends to her own and to all who do the hard work of creation. Here is Redder's poem for DR Sculptor. 1. Girl on a fence, 8 inches tall, cast in bronze, sits on a sill so that we look out the same window. She straddles the present, my past, and the marvel of daydream. When I look at her, I am 10. I am the girl on the fence, wrapped up in books. I read Chekhov's biography, then Catullus. Not understanding what I read, the words glide by on their own slopes. After school, I hike down the hill to the Carnegie Library, whose halls echo like a grand ballroom under my loafers. I nod to Egyptian gods, Mesopotamian pillars, and 2 marble lions before climbing the wide staircase to the adult reading room, where I reach for the novel hidden behind the shelves. 2. Girl holding an owl, chiseled from a single block of wood, always stands near my front door. After my parents' divorce, this 3-foot-high guardian became my dream image, an owl with eyes like searchlights, whose wingspan fends off nightmares from the woodpecker tapping each dawn at my bedroom's rotting wooden window frame, to the drawing of a house my grandmother asked me to make for her every so often. 3. When muscular dystrophy made it impossible for you to carve wood or cast bronze, you sculpted with wax. I have learned that paper is my sky, words are my dreaming. This poem is to reaffirm that whatever we are dealt, we will create, transform, and offer to the world our delicate, vulnerable shapes.